Welcome to the Talking People podcast. Today is November 2014, and it's been a while since I last recorded anything for Talking People, so I'm very sorry about that. Today I posted a story for my Vasikona students. It's far too hard for them to understand because they are just elementary students, and I just wrote it as if they were natives. But I'm hopeful anyway. Anyway, I want to record it now for you all because I think it's a story that can help parents and educators and, generally speaking, any human being, because it kind of reminds us of the importance of human communication, how human communication, sincere and loving human communication, can build our identities and make us better people. So here goes. Si fuera, if I were. When I was a teenager at high school, I was very lucky, because I discovered a game I love, Si Fuera, If I Were. In those days, Franco had just died, and high schools were wonderful places. At least my high school was, a public school where teachers were putting into practice what they couldn't do during the dictatorship. High schools were better places than today, because they were not prisons for teachers and students. During the break, we could simply walk out of the school to go to a nearby bakery to buy our morning snack, una palmera, un cuerno de chocolate. Those were bakery cakes in Spain. Nowadays, there's only versions of palmeras, but they are industrial cakes, so to say. When a teacher was ill, he or she had the right to stay home and get his or her salary anyway, not like today. And we, the students, had the chance to have a free hour. We learned to be free in this way. We could move around the premises, stay in class if we did not get loud, otherwise the floor janitor would send us out to the playground, go to the library to catch up with overdue work, go to the cafeteria to play cards or learn to play cards and socialize, go to the playground to play basketball or just sit and have pipas, roast and salted sunflower seeds, and a good talk with classmates and friends. And one thing we did was play games, like talking games, like games that allowed us to spend time together and learn about each other. I still remember playing Si Fuera. This is the game. One person leaves the group. The group chooses one person in the group. When the person who left comes back, he or she asks things like, Si fuera música, ¿qué música sería esa persona? If that person were music, what music would that person be? Si fuera un periodo histórico, ¿qué periodo histórico sería? If that person were an age in history, in human history, what age would he or she be? Si fuera un objeto de la casa, if that person were an object in the house. Si fuera un animal, if that person were an animal. Si fuera un color, if that person were a color. Un olor, a smell, una fase del día, a moment in the day. Si fuera una palabra, if that person were a word. Si fuera, if that person were imagination to power. In the post, I have added a link because I found the game on the internet. And I love the internet for this. Of course, I love the people who are populating the internet and allowing us to have a memory. This game is beautiful in several ways. It develops your creativity. It helps you learn about yourself and others. It helps you learn about how others see you. It helps you learn to relate to people and love and value people. It allows you to share unforgettable moments with them. It develops in you a sense of belonging, but a sense of belonging not to a prison, but to a free world. Whatever your age is, try to play it with people you love, with friends, with family. As a teacher, I can only use this game when I have to teach second conditionals and the group has a good dynamic. I can only use it towards the end of the course because it is more beautiful when people know each other. That's why I recommend you play it with friends and family, or family. The most beautiful thing I heard while playing this game, when I was 17, still too young to be someone, was this. If that person were an object in the house, what would this person be? And my classmate Pablo replied, a window with a broken handle. I will always remember this. At that time, I did not know who I was. And this image was important. It told me something I could be, my potential. It was like a guiding star. Perhaps I'm a weirdo, but I have to say that this is one of my favorite memories. When I feel that the world is upside down and hostile, like teenagers often feel, I think, this memory gives me strength and hope. The strength of beautiful things happening every day, everywhere, and the hope that someday we'll be able to understand each other. So, that's all. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.